Welcome everybody back to A Kiss Like Yours.
Good to be back with you.
2024. Hello.
And off we go. Sorry if we sound a little nasally.
Yeah. I'm still sick.
We've been taken out of the game for a little bit here.
This is going on week three?
Week three. Yeah. Unbelievable. You know what's crazy?
Well, I fought it the first week. Last week. Yeah. So it took me down 2 weeks ago.
Yes.
Where I had to take off of work even.
Mm-hmm.
The next week I was able to work, but I still was
just
not.
Just weren't good.
Yeah. All week. Good.
Mm-hmm.
And then this weekend, I'm feeling better, but I'm still very nasally.
Yes. 2023 was the year that you and I have been the most sick, like, ever.
Yeah. I wonder why.
I don't know. I think it's because we're getting older, so our immune system is probably shutting down.
I'm not getting older.
Oh, you are.
You're getting older.
I am. It's happened. So last time we were back with you guys, it was like just the first weekend.
It was so 2023.
First weekend of December. We're like, yeah, here we come, holidays. And then just like everything just whizzed by.
It was nuts.
It was nuts. So much fun. So many different gatherings and dinners and gift exchanges. And I mean, it was amazing. Also exhausting.
It was a good holiday season. We had some trips. We went to Williams and Arizona. Are you gonna
I will take my bracelet off so that way I'm not clanging over here.
Yeah. That's
clanging in the corner.
Making all this
ruckus
unnecessary noise.
Sorry. Okay.
But yeah, it was a good strong end
to
2023.
Yes.
2024 comes in and you know, we have resolutions and all that fun stuff. Most people are already off of the resolutions.
Yeah, I didn't make any resolutions. Did you have any resolutions? I have some goals and I have a mantra that I'm going to
Okay, let's
run
talk
with.
About your goals and your mantra. Go for it.
Well, did you make any resolutions?
I did not.
Okay. So my goals. I desperately need to lose weight. Like, it's ridiculous. So okay. That's a biggie.
That's a biggie for me. Okay. But that means you have to actually.
It means I have to do something.
Yeah. That means you have to actually.
Right. So I'm working on it.
That means you have to really intentionally.
I've got to be intentional. Yes, that is true. So that's one of my goals.
Somebody's yelling at me right now. Somebody's yelling at me. Like, stop being a jerk.
Okay. My friends, that's who's yelling at you.
I know.
Okay, so that's definitely a big goal. Lose weight, get in shape, feel better because I'm just like not happy with some portions of the body. So I want to work on that.
Okay.
My mantra, work with what I got. That's my mantra. I want to.
What does that even mean?
That means that I probably have whatever it is I need to do whatever it is I want to do.
Okay.
Okay, I'm not going to go out and buy, oh, look at this system. Oh, like, I don't know about you guys, but I am flooded with wall Pilates on my Instagram feed. Every time I scroll, 28-day wall Pilates. Oh, indoor
walking.
What
is wall Pilates?
I'll show you because you won't see this. You're not a chick.
Is that like different from like floor Pilates?
Yeah. So you see all these girls with these big old peachy booties squatting and doing like butterfly leg thing all on
the
wall.
On the wall?
On the wall. Yeah.
Are they like on their hands? Like
their legs are on the wall. Their feet are on the wall. Their arms are against the wall. Like it's all like
are they doing like handstands while they're doing this?
No. No. They're like facing the wall or they're on the ground and their feet are on the wall. You know. So that's.
Well, some of that stuff is actually fine to do for
mobility.
Mobility work.
Yes. But here's what I'm talking about where I see that and I think, oh, look at that. I want that butt. Like I should totally do that. But then I stop myself. No. I pay for a Peloton subscription. I'm going to go with what I have and I'm going to use what I already pay for. I'm not going to buy anything else.
How many rides do you have?
How many rides? I am rounding 300.
Okay. I need to catch up.
Oh, yeah. I blew you out of the water.
So, whatever.
Yeah. Talk about actually doing something. How about you actually, you know, find your get your Century shirt, then you can come talk shit to me.
I do have my Century shirt. I mean, I have my Century rides, but
you
I don't
have
my
Century
shirt.
Ride. Yeah.
Sorry if I don't have the shirt to prove it.
You don't have the shirt, then the rides aren't done.
Whatever.
Anyway.
Okay. They owe me. Peloton owes me because I've emailed them twice and they haven't sent my shirt.
I've got the link sent to you. You just don't ever get to that next phase. There's only so much I can hand deliver to you before you got to take it and finish it. So.
Well, I'll get to it.
That's a whole other topic for a whole other day.
I was building a turtle house, okay?
We'll get to that too. But anyway, so that's why I said I'm going to work with what I got. I'm going to keep as much money in the house as I can. Which, you know, is kind of redundant at this point because Disney released Magic Keys and I bought them.
Oh, my gosh. Did you really go there right now?
But I didn't book a cruise. So you're, you know, you saved a little there. But in any case, goal, definitely getting in shape. And yeah, working with what I got around the house, in the house, just like, you know, like I said, being mindful of things I've already purchased and...
I think that's sound.
Not you know, getting extraneous out yeah. there with, oh, gadgets and systems. No,
you don't need to do like, that.
I've got it here. Just I'm pretty get off sure
the
I
ground.
Do.
Once you get off the ground, maybe you think about, you know, getting something specific to, you know, whatever. Mm-hmm. Dumbbells or whatever. But right. just get off the ground.
Right,
just,
exactly.
Just go. Start
yep.
first.
Yep. So I feel like that'll carry over into other things. Like, you know, staying on top of the budget and, like, meal prep and all that. You know, I'm not going to go out and buy fancy meal prep containers. I got plenty of stuff to work with here.
Yeah.
So just get it going.
What else?
Okay. So there's this saying that
I have not heard of this.
Yeah. Which I find it really odd that for as much as you're on social media too, that you kind of haven't come across this or really heard about this. But for 2024, like, mom guilt, it's got to go. It's got to be a thing of the past. So mom guilt. Women, mothers, are always feeling like it's never enough. Like, they're always missing the mark. Anytime you do something... Oh, it's my kid's birthday and I, you know, set up decorations, but they don't look like all the thousands of pages on Instagram of these moms that go over the top and do all this magical stuff.
Or like Pinterest
stuff.
Or whatever.
Mom guilt. Oh, I did that, but it's not as good as. Oh, I'm going out for the night, but oh my God, I miss my kids. Oh, I can't believe I left them. Mom guilt. Like, no. Ladies, we've done more than enough. We are allowed to be women outside of wifely and motherly and jobly and any other responsibility that's placed on us. Guys, when they go golfing, never, ever, ever, for any second.
For any reason.
Little office joke for you. Inside joke. I love inside jokes.
I love to be a part of one day.
They are not thinking, man, I wish I would have stayed home with my kids. Oh my gosh, I can't believe I left them. Oh, I've been out of the house all week and I'm gone again for the next 6 hours. Oh, I shouldn't have done that. No. 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 Just doesn't happen. Stop feeling
so
guilty everything.
Is it like trying to be like, are you trying to keep up with the Joneses a little bit?
I don't think
like, is that part of it? Because if you're saying, what I'm hearing is you're comparing yourself to others. So you feel guilty about not doing as much as others.
I think there's probably minimal comparison in there. But the whole idea is just this constant, it's like a constant not enough. Oh, I didn't do as much. Oh, I should have done. Or, oh, why am I doing? Or, oh, like, oh, no more. No more. I don't want to hear it. I don't want to see it. I don't know. If you are present for your children and you are doing the best you can, you have nothing to feel guilty about at all, ever, especially for taking any time for yourself or pouring into your relationship. All of that is deserved. All of that is warranted. As long as your children are in a safe place.
Is this like a single mom thing?
No, it's not a single mom thing. It's like a every American mom thing.
Do you have mom guilt?
No.
So
I feel like it's something I did like early on when the girls were younger, and it's like, oh, I can't believe I'm leaving them, or oh, you know, why am I feeling guilty for doing something other than momming 24/7?
But in the beginning, you did.
Yeah.
In the beginning, you were like, I'm not leaving my girls at all. Like, yeah. It wasn't a thing. It was, no, we're not going. Our girls are small. I'm not leaving them.
And I feel like that's okay. You know, you have to move at a pace that's comfortable for you. And especially if you don't have childcare that is safe and reliable, then yeah, absolutely. Like, is it worth it for me to leave my kids with a stranger so I can go to a tiki bar with you for 2 hours? No, it's not.
Yeah. But is it more from like, because what I've heard too is like you were talking about, you know, birthday parties or.
But I feel like, you know, women and moms will drop that in, you know, for anything. Oh, I went for a walk by myself and here's the shadow of my mom guilt following me. Stop. Like, oh, okay.
Yeah, that's bad.
No. Like no.
You went for a
walk. Go outside. You're allowed to go outside. You shouldn't feel guilty, you know, about doing things for yourself. And that's where I'm saying, like,
I mean, enough. If you just left. Like, enough. If you just left your kid with nobody, I mean, yeah, that's one thing. But,
yeah,
you know, if you're going for a freaking walk, what guilt do you have?
See, and that's what I'm saying. It's like, I feel like there, societally, there's this guilt that women feel like they need to carry around with them all the time for everything, or second guess every decision.
Sounds like a little cry for attention as well.
Yeah, I feel like that too.
Like, especially if you're posting it on social media, like, oh, I have mom guilt.
Yeah.
It's like, oh, look at me, I'm so guilty. Oh my God.
and that's where attention. I'm saying, like, no. Do I feel bad about leaving my kids for the weekend? Nope. But they're older.
But I miss them. Like, when we're gone, I miss them.
Of course we miss them. But do I feel guilty about
going
out and partying on New Year's Eve with my husband and our friends and having a good time and celebrating a birthday?
No. I feel none guilty.
Exactly. And that's where I'm saying, like, nope. You put in your family time. You have your kid time. Like, all of that. Wonderful. Yes, do it. But don't. We need to stop with this, I'm doing something for myself and now I'm so guilty. No, you're not.
So would it be more to like on a spa day or
it's like anything.
A girls' night out, let's say.
Anything.
So not just
people love to throw, you know, oh, mom guilt.
God.
Enough.
I'm so glad
that
I don't see those.
Let's leave that in 2023.
Okay.
I mean, I know for sure I am. I have been guilty of it, but I feel like as the girls get older and as I know the work that I put in for them daily, weekly, monthly, everythingly.
So is it okay?
It's okay for me to check out when I know they're okay.
Okay. But is it like, hey, have your moment? Or is it like you can't, like, just don't do it at all? You know what I mean? Like, if you have your moment, you're like, oh my God, like, I'm second guessing, should I have done this? That's one thing. But if you're making it like a consistent, I'm guilty or I feel guilty, that's where I feel like it's an issue.
Right. Yeah, a consistent.
Yeah.
You know, a constant.
I got you.
Yeah, it needs to not be a constant.
Well, don't have mom guilt then.
I don't. I'm ditching.
No more mom guilt for you.
I'm ditching mom guilt. I think my kids are old enough to where I don't need to feel guilty about shit. I do everything for
all
them.
The mom guilt people are going to start dad guilting people. You should have dad guilt. You should get your ass home. You don't need to play 36 holes of golf.
So I have a question for you. When a dad takes the kids to practice a sport practice.
When a kid takes a kid to an activity.
Okay. To a birthday party. Okay. You know, stays home with them when they're sick.
Okay.
Why is it that they feel like they've earned a medal and it's not just a dad parenting?
What do you mean that we've earned a medal?
Why does it always seem like it's like, oh, well, I took the kids to practice. Oh, my gosh. They were homesick and I was home with them while you were gone.
Who's saying that?
It comes up.
Where?
Just like mom guilt pops up on social media. Sometimes, you know, girls talk and we'll hear stories. And why does it always feel like when a dad does these duties, it's like, oh my goodness, what a great dad. And no one's applauding us. It's like, oh, well, mom should be shuttling the kids and chauffeuring them everywhere. But dad takes them to a birthday party and all of a sudden they should get a 4-day golf weekend.
Yeah, it's a little bit of a double standard. So I'll give you that. What's up with that? You know, well, one, moms tend, this is a generality. Moms tend to be the more prevalent parent in those situations.
Because if we don't do it, no one else will. So we will pick up the slack so that the children don't suffer.
No, it's less interesting for dads. Let's just put it out there.
It's of no interest to moms. It just, we do shit that has to get done.
So 100% true. But the dads are like, I don't want to take them to the birthday
no
party.
Mom is raising their hand saying, yes, please let me sit at a freezing cold park to sit here and watch my kid throw a softball around for an hour and a half.
No, I think that's different. I mean, for sports, I think it's a lot easier for dads to be more involved in sports. Also, it's more of an event because generally speaking, nobody come knocking down my door here. Generally speaking, men are more involved with work and providing, and the time that
the working moms are going to hang you right now.
I know. I'm just saying. Generally speaking, the men are more involved with, you know, the time practice starts. Like the guys are getting off of work, and so are the moms. Don't get me wrong. And they're amazing. I could not be a single parent. I'll tell you that right now. I know for sure. Whether you're a guy or a girl, single parenting is a whole nother level. Mm. But typically, generally, the male tends to be the one to have to make sure that they are at work and that the paycheck is coming in.
Okay, so you think then it should be the
response? So it's a bigger. I'm not saying it should be or it should not be. What right. I'm saying is what typically happens. Mm-hmm. So when a dad is more involved, mm-hmm. when a dad is the one that is taking the person or the kid,
the lead of the
lead, then it's like
of the sport.
Hey, wait a minute,
the practice parent or
I am the lead of the provider, and also I'm leading.
In the extracurriculars.
Hold on. I know all the single parents are killing and shouting at me right now. That's okay because you guys are that person at this point because there is no other option. You have
buttoned up. You've got to do it all.
Yeah, you are the mom and the dad. And that's why I applaud you for, you know, the effort that it takes.
Being able to survive that role.
I can't do it. I mean, I guess if I was forced to, I probably could. Right, if we're all forced and put in a corner,
right, you're gonna find a way.
We're gonna find a way. But that being said, in a two parent dynamic, you know, if one person is, let's say, heavy on both
childcare responsibilities and, or providing,
yeah, then they're gonna speak up. They're gonna be like, hey, I've been, you know, I took the kid here, or I did that, or I took the kids there. You know, can you help me out a little bit? Mm-hmm. And generally speaking, guys are going to be, they're going to open their mouth about it. They're going to open their mouth. They're going to be like, hey, help me out here. You know, I'm going to work. I'm working this and I've been taking the kids all over the place. Can you help me out?
Okay. And what about, I feel like when a mom asks.
When the mom asks, it turns into a fight.
Almost falls on deaf ears.
No, when the mom asks, it turns into a fight. 100%. I'm not going to deny that.
But why?
But because it's just a macho thing. Because now you're saying they're not hearing, "Oh, I need help." What we are hearing is you're not a man, you're not good enough, you are not.
So how do we ask for that help without an ego crush?
It's a good question. It's a very good question. You know, the biggest thing with men is respect. That's one of the biggest things that men value, mm-hmm. is respect. So saying it in a respectful manner. So you can't bring up this subject.
You can't do it in a bad mood.
Not even in a bad mood. Yes, you can't do it in a bad mood. That's obvious.
Because it's definitely going to create an argument. Yeah.
And you can't do it during an argument. You can't be arguing about something else
and then throw that in. Oh yeah, that's a grenade.
You can't do it. Waiting
to go off. Yeah, for sure.
And another thing, why don't you help me out with these kids every once in a while?
Why don't you wash a gi and get these kids the jujitsu?
It's definitely for women, security is a big deal.
Mm-hmm.
For men, respect is a big deal. So picking that time to have an adult conversation to say, hey, I need some help here. This is when I need help. You got to be specific. You can't just say, hey, will you take the kids every once in a while? You can't do that. We don't work that way.
You got to be like, hey, Thursday practice, can you pitch in so that I can do some stuff around the house or whatever?
No, it's not even so I can. It's
I need you to do this on this day. Never mind what I'm going to be doing. I need you to do this for the kids. Here. Don't worry about me. You need to be here.
That's not it either. Because I'm like, well, what are you doing?
Sorry, does it matter? What does it matter?
No, that's not. Now you're being confrontational. Now you're being disrespectful. Now you're saying, you don't worry about what I'm doing. I just want you to take the kids.
Now you're putting mom guilt on me.
No, that's not mom guilt. Damn it. It's not mom guilt. It's, hey, I'm booked, or I need to be here. I need to make dinner. It's going to take me a long time. I need your help. Do not say, I need you too. Do not say that. Can you X? Don't say that. I need your help. Can you please take the kids? Can you please pick up the kids? Can you, whatever that X is, you can't, you cannot.
You just said you can't say, can you?
Right.
You have to say, I need you to.
I need you to. Can you please? Don't just say, do it.
Yeah.
Don't direct us to do it. Because now it's like, who the hell are you telling me what to do? You're not saying it that way, but that's how we hear it.
Okay.
That's how we hear it.
Mm.
So it's a hey, I need help.
Okay.
You know why?
Why?
Men love to, we like to
you
fix
like to
things.
Fix problems. Yeah.
And men also like to be the hero.
Do you really?
Men love to be the hero. Come on. Damsel in distress.
Even after 15 years, 20 years?
Oh, pff, come on. There's never a time where a man doesn't like to be the hero.
You are in need of a hero. I am indeed a hero.
And no matter what that is, hey, you know what? I need to get here. I need to be here. I really appreciate it. Can you help me with this? This day, time, done. That being said, ladies, you can't tell him one time and expect him to remember every week.
Oh, here we go.
Every week. Sorry.
Now we have to mommy you too. Don't forget.
It's not a mommy. It's not a mommy. It's building a habit. It's building a habit.
You know, no one has to build the habit into Monday night football, Sunday night football, Thursday night football.
Actually, we do. We've been doing that for years. That's a habit. We've been doing that since we...
Stupid habit.
We've been doing that since we know about Monday Night Football, that habit is institutionalized in our brains.
Well, you should know when softball season starts, practice or whatever, fill in the sport or activity of choice.
Yes, but I'm just saying, don't tell them once and then be like, oh yeah, every week. I told you last week, you got to ask. You got to ask until he starts to ask, hey, do you need me to take the kids? Yeah, you know what? It's really working for me. Just go ahead and just do it. Can you just grab the kids for me?
I guess so. Well, we'll see how it goes. You know.
Hopefully that works. But make him feel like he's the hero. That's the key. That's what you guys don't understand. You guys, if you use your mental Jedi tricks, you know, this isn't the droids you're looking for.
There's some other parts you can use too, ladies, that help in that department.
Well.
We got a few tricks up our sleeve.
If you can use your Jedi mind tricks and make him feel like he's the hero, oh my God, thank you so much. I know it was really small for you to go and pick up the girls, but for me it was huge. Thank you so much. Oh my God, we're like, what do you need next, babe? What could I do next?
It is amazing. Like last week you helped me a lot with the drop off and the pickup, and it was so nice because you knew that I wasn't feeling good.
Yeah, we were all kind of down.
We're zombies over here, but
yeah.
We're making it through. All right, so there's something else I got to ask.
Make us feel like the hero, guys.
Okay, let's see. Not feeling like the hero. At what age did you start feeling like I want to ditch my parents and they aren't cool anymore? Because we got ditched today.
We got ditched today.
And it didn't make me feel, I mean, I didn't cry at the moment, but I was still kind of like, oh my gosh, I got shooed away.
I didn't get shooed away.
I wasn't even doing anything. But I mean, it's not like I feel like I dressed really cute today. So it's not like it was embarrassed. Like, oh my God, mom, what are you doing here wearing that? You know, it was just, okay, you can go now. I'm like,
oh. Is that what she said?
Yeah.
Excuse me.
Yeah. Why don't you just scram?
Lady, you can go now.
Yes. Woman who held me in her womb for 9 months.
Okay, so she's 9 and she kind of shooed you. We were at the skating.
She's going to be nine.
You know what? It's semantics at this point. She's 9.
Almost 9-year-old.
We were at the skating rink. Santa brought the girls some skates for Christmas, which they've been doing great with. So we went to the skating rink and she happened to run into one of her classmates there.
Mm-hmm.
So instead of skating with us, which I thought she was going to need me a lot more than she did. She did great. I mean, she fell like, you know, multiple times, but she got back up and she was just off.
Correction. She was skating with us. I was skating with her. We were making our way around the track. No, but I thought that
I would have to be there or you would have to be there.
Oh, kind of like holding her up a little more.
Yeah, a lot more because around the house she was, you know, a lot of Bambi legs, you know. Had those Bambi legs going. So I thought she was going to need a little more help.
Mm-hmm.
She didn't. She was out there and then she found her friend.
Pretty self-sufficient. Yeah, she happened to roll into a classmate.
And then they're off. Like they're
skating together. And like I said, I was with them, just kind of keeping an eye on them. And, you know, so I'm like smiling, saying hi. And, you know, her little friend said hi. And they're together. And I'm just kind of like near them. And then Aliyah's like, okay, mom, you can go now. And like I said, that's when I was like, oh, excuse me. Go where?
Excuse me?
You just want me to go home? Or
what did you just say to me, woman?
Yeah. I was like, am I embarrassing?
You know, she's, I think it was around, I can't remember, but I've always been very conscious of my dependence. But I think it was around a 10 or 11.
Yeah. And I think for you, that was encouraged. Like, I don't even think I was encouraged to look outside the window without my parents still at Aliyah's age.
It wasn't encouraged. It was more, I've always been self-conscious about my dependence.
My independence. Aliyah is very much like that.
I've always been self-conscious for it because I'm an only child. So.
Weirdo alert.
What?
Just kidding.
Now I feel all self-conscious now.
Only child
guilt. Now you're bringing down the vibe.
Only child guilt.
Oh, Jesus. I'm an only child. So everybody's like, oh, you're the only child. You're the spoiled one.
Right.
So,
you get everything.
And you know what? That really, like, it really got to me when people would say that. Oh, you're spoiled. And I'm like, I don't really feel spoiled. Maybe I was because I got everything naturally, like, you know, because I am an only child. Maybe I was. But at a certain point, it got like, don't give me anything anymore. I don't want anything from anybody anymore. I want to make sure that anything that I got.
Everyone knows you got it on your own.
Everybody needs to understand. I don't even care if they knew or not. It was for me. I know I got it on my own. Therefore, it didn't matter what anybody said.
Reminds me of that. Is it Destiny's Child or is it just Beyonce? I depend on me if I want. I feel like that's playing in the background for you
right now. That doesn't mean I don't need help.
Not me. Give me everything.
That doesn't mean I didn't need help. That doesn't mean I didn't get help.
No, I'm a firstborn. I want to be showered with all of it. Give me the attention. Give me all of it. Still, now, I want it all.
Yeah, see, now I'm like, at this point, I'm like, I'll figure it out. If I want it, I'm not asking for it. I'm not asking for anything. I'm going to go get it myself. Yeah. Because I just feel
I
like
see that.
I feel like everything that I've worked for and everything that I've done to provide for you guys, have I had help along the way? Absolutely. Like, everybody gets help, right?
Yeah.
Whether that's financially, whether that's spiritually, I'm not talking about all money here. Whether it's mentorship, whether it's mindset, like, we have been very intentional about our next steps. Always. We've always been very intentional about what is next for us.
Yes.
And it comes through education. It comes through experience. It comes through others that are pouring into us. So we're talking, you know, mentors. We're talking faith. We're talking, you know, yeah, conferences, reading, you know, a whole bunch of things that we don't have time for today. But at the end of the day, it's us getting better so that we can make ourselves better. And therefore, by ourselves being better, we can create different options for ourselves financially, spiritually, emotionally, within the marriage. Like, all of that, it all dominoes.
Right.
Just like it dominoes the other way, too.
Yeah.
If you don't.
When you start sliding back.
So I've always made it a conscious effort for myself to be like, if there's something that I want, or if there's something that I feel needs to happen, that I earn it. Nobody's going to give it to me. Mm-hmm. No one's coming to save you.
And you kind of like to go rogue. Like, you like to go off and blaze your own trail and kind of do your own thing. And Aliyah is very much like that. She's always enjoyed her personal space, her personal time. She wants to figure it out on her own. And what was interesting about this was the fact that Zoe is very much a Klingon, yes. Right? I want mom. I want dad. Hold my hand. Touch me. Cuddle me. Be right next to me. I want to see you. I want to feel you. Like, all of it. And with Aliyah, you know, she was there and she was skating on her own. She wasn't like, hold my hand. She wasn't nervous. She was confident.
Yeah.
And then when she found her little buddy, she's like, I'm good, mom. Like, I'm cool. You know, like, so it was cute. I was, like I said, I was kind of like, oh, she shunned me away. But it wasn't out of like, oh, my mom's not cool. I don't want you around me. It was, hey, I found a buddy. I'm good. Like, I'm going to go do my thing. You know, do your thing. Like, I'll see ya.
Yeah.
You know?
But the thing with Zoe, too, is.
She's a lot stronger than she thinks she is.
She's a lot stronger. Yeah, absolutely. She's not. She doesn't know how strong she is.
Yes.
But she's also the one to say, I got it. Mm-hmm. I got it. I got it. So when she does get it, then it's like, you don't need, need to tell me anymore. Oh, yeah, that confidence
is at like 1,000%. Yeah. Like with her painting, yep. With her cooking, with, you know, anything.
Her prep. Yeah, her cook prepping with you. She's cutting, you know.
Oh, yeah.
You give her some prep. The tasks, and mm-hmm. She's like, oh yeah, I got it.
Oh yeah,
I got
she's it. All I got about it. Cracking the eggs and stirring.
Do you need help? No, I'm good.
So it for her, it just takes a little bit more for her to work up that confidence. You know, with Aliyah, I feel like it's too much. It's always overboard. She always thinks she's ready for more than what she is. And Zoe's on the opposite spectrum of that, where she's like, I don't think I can. I don't think I can. And we're like, oh, come on. You got this.
Yeah, I think I was like 10 or 11 where I just started to really be conscious of it. But I never thought, like, at least not that I can recall. Maybe I'll ask my parents. But I was never like, oh, get away from me. Like, hey, mom, don't come here. Or,
yeah.
Like.
Yeah, I don't think I was ever really like that either. I mean, either way, even if I was, I didn't even have a choice. My parents were just like.
They were there.
There. You know?
So, yeah, because.
Like games, I went to dances by myself. Like all of it, you know, my parents were there.
Yeah. Unless I needed a ride, we were good, like by ourselves. We were always on our own.
Who's we?
Me, my friends, whatever. It was like if we went to Disneyland, if we went to the movies, we were on our own. Like, but I never was like, hey, dad, I don't want you to come because I'm embarrassed. Or, hey, mom, I don't want you around because I'm embarrassed. It was just kind of the way it was back then. Yeah. At least for me, it was.
Yeah, it was a little different. We were always all together for me. So it wasn't like I got really dropped off here or there. I could go with my friends to the mall. Or
No?
No. If I was going to do something, one or both of my parents was there. And that's just how it was. My mom was very protective of us.
But you never told her, like, hey, mom, like, I don't want you around?
No, I don't think I did. I don't think I was allowed to think like that.
Because you're around? Mm-mm. Like, what about, like, hey, drop me off a block before so that you don't see me.
Nope.
What about like, hey, you know, I don't want to give you a hug or a kiss before school or anything like that.
No, I mean, maybe like maybe eighth grade or so with my dad. I wasn't all like, oh, I have to give you a kiss every day. Bye, daddy. You know,
yeah,
probably wasn't like that. But like in high school, my mom dropped me off ninth grade, 10th grade, 9th and 10th grade, I think, beginning of my junior year, because I went year round. So I started, I think my junior year right when I turned 16. The month I started school is my birthday month. Mm. And I got a car. My dad got me a car for my birthday. So,
dang, must be nice.
It was very nice. Maybe he'll get me a car for this birthday coming up.
What did you want? The
GTO convertible.
Yeah, GTO convertible, daddy? 69. Purple, deep purple.
Yes.
All right.
Well, one can only hope. One can only hope.
What else you got?
Well, you know, we're already mid-January. So you know what's rearing its ugly head coming up in a few weeks? Valentine's Day.
Valentine's Day?
Yes.
Is it? What is that? What's Valentine's? What's a Valentine's Day?
A Valentine's Day. We always celebrate. You always hated it, though. Like, weren't you always kind of like, ugh, Valentine's Day's the worst?
Yeah, it's pretty, to me, it,
But that's because I feel like in your past, there was always this pressure to perform, right? Like, it was expected that flowers should arrive at the workplace and chocolates and dinner. Like, wasn't it an expectation kind of placed on you in some previous relationships? I know one in particular was like, if you didn't do anything for all the time, you were not a man.
Yeah, I was always getting questioned. My manhood was always getting questioned in that relationship. You're not a man if, you know, you don't open my door every single time.
You're not a man if you don't ask me to be your Valentine.
You're not a man if you don't pay for dinner every single time. You're not a man if, I don't know, it was...
Name, yeah. Fill in the blank.
It was right? So much.
Fill in the blank.
But I guess where my objection with Valentine's Day is, like, it's this day that's put aside to for you.
You feel like
to,
it's forced.
No. What I feel like it's a day that's put aside for you to show love to your significant other. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, what the hell are you guys doing every other day of the year? Like, what are you doing? Mm-hmm. Because we've spoken about this before, about having date nights, about being intentional.
Right.
We've spoken about speaking in their love language, making sure that love tank is full.
Yes.
If you're waiting until February 14th once a year to fill that love tank, the rest of the year is fucking miserable. It's miserable. It's like, do I even want to be with this person? But I still love them. And oh my God, like, I can't leave because I love them. Because there's one thing that they do, you know, every other
month.
Because
we have a great Valentine's Day.
Yeah, and Valentine's Day is amazing. And then you use this as like, Valentine's Day is the marriage New Year's Day.
Valentine's Day is the married New Year's
Or relationship New Year's Eve. It's like, okay, this year, I'm not going to be a dick to you.
On Valentine's Day.
This year, I'm going to stop bitching.
Screw you on your birthday and Mother's Day and our anniversary, but on Valentine's Day.
Yeah, it's a new year. It's like the relationship.
It's the reset.
Year. Yeah.
It's the reset.
And it's ridiculous. I'm like, what the hell are you guys doing the rest of the freaking 12 months here?
Yeah.
You know, it takes, we were talking about this, the love tank for you, how long does your love tank last?
Well, you had two kinds of love tanks. You had the bedroom,
we had
physical
the sensual,
needs.
The sensual one. Love and tank. Then we had like the emotional one. Okay? So the emotional one,
the
I think,
emotional one,
lasts a little longer.
Not for me.
See? I'm different.
We're reversed.
Yeah.
We're reversed.
So my emotional love tank lasts a little longer than my sensual one. I need more sensual than the emotional one. You need less sensual, and you need more emotional.
You need to let me sleep.
I need to not attack you.
Wake up with a knuckle in unwanted places.
Jesus. So, yeah, I think that's where I'm saying, like, how long does that, you got to know those things.
Right.
See, I know that your emotional is going to,
it's going to wear down.
Wear down quicker than your schedule.
Depleted.
What? Decapitated? What did you say?
Oh my gosh, you better edit that out.
What did you say?
I meant to say depleted, but I said depleted.
Decleated? Declitted? Oh, we're keeping that in.
No.
Anyway, if you don't know that,
I'm sorry, Dad.
I'm sorry, y'all. You guys got to go back to 101. Like, you got to go back to 101. If you don't understand that love tank and how quickly it drains, you know, maybe you got a gas guzzler and that sexual,
that tank's going to be empty.
What do they call it? Your sex drive, your libido.
Okay.
Your libido. That's a good pull. That's a good pull. Come on.
Wow.
That's a good libido. If your libido is very high, you have to understand that about your partner, and you gotta, you know, you gotta accommodate. And if the emotional or I'm gonna call it your love language tank, mm-hmm. because the love language tank, even in the physical touch realm, is not sexual.
Right.
Right. So you gotta understand that tank and how long that tank drains. And you're like, well, how the hell do I know that? When she gets irritable, it's love tank drained. Low.
Yep.
Love tank low. If you're like, hey, you honey,
stopped three exits ago to fill that.
Hey, how are you doing? How was your day? Or maybe you're not even asking, and you're just getting barks as soon as you get home.
Yeah.
And she's already barking.
Yeah. You didn't even have time low. To ask how the day was.
I didn't even do anything. Why are you angry? Love tank is below E. Fellas,
light has been on.
The light's been on for 2 weeks, basically.
Yeah.
You're way behind.
So I am more emotional.
Yeah.
And I love all things cheesy. So I do think it's important that you still continue to date one another.
Have to.
And it's so cute to get a text or a little sticky note or something that says, like, hey, be my Valentine. Does that mean that you have to go out to dinner on Valentine's Eve?
I'm not asking you to be my
Valentine. No, but it means you have to do something.
I'm not asking you to be my Valentine.
That's lame. Fine. Someone else is going to ask me. That doesn't mean I'm going to say yes, but someone else will probably ask me now.
I will role play asking you out on a date, but I'm not going to say, will you be my Valentine?
Fine. I guess you don't want me to be your Valentine.
That's like asking you to be my girlfriend again.
What happens if someone else asks me?
Then, well, that's okay because they are not your actual Valentine. So if somebody asks you to be their Valentine, then you just tell them no and you keep it moving.
Oh, but they want to be my Valentine and you don't.
I'm already your Valentine. That's the thing you're not getting. I've been your Valentine for 15 freaking years. Do I have to ask you every single time? No.
I think you should.
Why?
Because it's cute.
Do you want me to ask you to be my Valentine?
Not because I had to tell you to ask me.
Oh, here we go. You know what would be...
Just plan to do something nice for me.
You know what would be
really... You know what? That's really what I want. It's just a cute little gesture on Valentine's Day. Like, oh, here, look, you're my Valentine. Here, shut up. Like,
okay.
You know, I like that.
I would rather... I like that stuff. I would Don't rather you? Role play and ask you, like, hey, what are you doing tonight? Are you free? Can I come pick you up? We can go out to dinner.
I like that.
Yeah. See? Somebody else was like, oh, that's good. Somebody said it right now. I heard it in my ear. I don't even know who it was, but somebody said, hey, oh, that's pretty good.
Oh, yeah.
Just ask her out. Role play. Be like, hey, I think you're really cute. You know, do you mind if I come pick you up? Have some dinner. Maybe I get to know you a little bit.
Oh, my gosh. No, don't say that.
No.
I don't want anyone to get to know me.
But it made you laugh. It made you laugh. You're like, this freaking guy. This guy thinks he's so suave, right?
Yeah.
Now what? Now we actually leave, that little seed's planted back there, and you're going to have a good time. And we're going to do a sesh when?
Before the date. That is magic, you guys. That is magic. If you haven't tried it yet, try it before Valentine's Day.
Sesual time before the date.
It is magnificent. It makes for a lovely evening. Well, if you're not going to ask me to be your Valentine, I can tell you, you cannot ask an AI girl to be your Valentine either.
Yeah,
Have you all heard about this? The AI relationship.
So AI is like really huge right now. Everybody's into AI. There's there's like so many different applications right now for algorithms and artificial intelligence.
People are getting divorces because men are spending more time in their AI relationship and with their AI chick than with their human chick.
Well, I haven't seen that. But my question is,
who has time for that? Seriously.
Well, think of it this way.
Is it cheating?
That was going to be my question.
Yes.
Like, is it cheating?
Yeah, it's emotion because you're emotionally attaching yourself to someone/something else. Yes.
But it's not a real person.
Doesn't matter. It's real emotion. They are really invested in creating this relationship with this AI being.
How can it be a relationship? It's not. It's a relationship with themselves, basically.
So, okay, what I don't understand is, like, what's behind the screen? Are you, like, Sims world? Is this a Toka life? I made my
the way I would imagine this.
And I'm controlling them? Or are you, like, saying, like, hey, how was your day? And you're getting like a Siri that was like, yeah, oh, my day was great. And all I did was think about you.
That's what I think it is.
Okay, then yeah, that's definitely cheating.
How? It's nobody there. There's nobody there.
Yeah, but instead of actually sitting down across the table from somebody that you committed to spend your life and time with and growing that and fostering that, you're on your phone, which of course none of us spend enough time on our phone. On your phone, clicking away, ignoring everything else around you, including a significant other, all your other relationships, maybe even your kids. Like, come
okay.
on.
Okay. Is it an issue? 100%. It's 100% an issue. But is it cheating?
We'll hear from you guys.
It's not like.
You're seriously telling me that if I had a little AI tuna on my phone and I'm like, hee hee. Oh, he thinks I'm cute. Oh my gosh, look at. And I'm like, you see me like interacting with that. You're telling me that you wouldn't be at all irritated or
that
thing or bothered that my attention is going into this and not to you.
That's why I'm saying it's an issue. It's an issue. It would be an issue for me, but it's not cheating because there's not actually a person behind that screen.
What if you're like, sexting and then it turns into like AI? Oh, if you were here, where would you touch me? And
then that's just like, that's why I don't get it. Like, what are you getting out of this? Like, it's just beyond my comprehension right now. So if somebody knows how this AI thing works, please let me know. Cause I'm curious to try and understand the platform. Like, is there an actual response? Is there pictures being shared? Is there like and what I mean by pictures, don't get nasty, what I mean is like, is
I immediately there, went to nudes. Yeah,
I know. What I mean is like, is does the AI produce like, what do I look like? You know what I mean?
I think you get to design.
I don't know that. Or is it just a conversation?
What would your AI girlfriend look like?
Well, I mean, I just upload a picture of you, baby, and you would be my AI wife, too.
Just like with a flat stomach.
Just with a flat stomach.
And bigger boobs.
No, I don't know, hon. I'm just fascinated by the fact that they have a platform.
Mine
that
would look like Jason Momoa.
Because I've seen also like these robotic women like.
Oh, like in the movie?
Which movie?
The movie with
Ex Machina.
Yeah.
Yes. But yeah, this AI thing, oh man, it's dangerous, you guys. Do I think it's an issue? Absolutely. It's 100% issue in the relationship. You can't have a relationship with two people. To your point, you're emotionally invested in somebody else other than your wife. But that somebody else is yourself. Like, that's really what it is, because it's reading an algorithm of everything that you are inputting into it. So there's not actually a person there.
Just another way for you to be selfish.
You know? So if you're having sex with an AI, I don't know. It's just beyond me.
Yeah.
I don't call it cheating because there's really no...
people are into these days.
There's really no other person there. So you can't cheat with nobody. But
your emotions are wandering elsewhere and outside of your relationship, so.
But you can, okay, so then You can say the same thing about what are they called, those romantic novels then?
Oh, okay.
Then you would call that cheating?
Since, dirty book?
Yeah, since your mind, you were fantasizing about somebody else. But
you're reading like these two other people doing it, and then what if it just gets you all hot and bothered and you just go to your significant other?
That's not what I'm talking about.
Like, oh, do that to me.
No, there's people that like, oh, I want to be with, you know,
This character,
yeah. Mm. Is that cheating? I wouldn't say that's cheating. That's fantasizing. That's
okay.
That's an emotional tie to something that is nothing. You know, that's like, you know, anyway.
Oh, all right.
So well, if that's not cheating, then I wouldn't say that having a relationship with AI is necessarily cheating.
Okay.
But it's a huge issue.
Yeah, I would say that.
And just like you know, either with porn or with romantic novels or what's that movie that everyone was going crazy about?
Oh, the
Fifty Shades of Grey a couple years ago, you know?
Yeah.
Couple years ago, it's probably been what, like 10 years.
I was gonna say a lot longer than that.
But the blur.
I feel like we've lived through the blip.
This AI stuff scares me. It's
pretty creepy. It definitely is. All right. So getting away from AI relationships, what about human to human relationships? Interests of your significant other.
Yeah, so one of the girls that I follow on Instagram, and I'm gonna pull it up before I forget it, but she talked to, and she's a sex therapist.
Ah, so this is where you got that from.
Yeah. She talked about being interested in your partner's interests.
Okay.
And I get it. Like, what she was basically saying is you don't need to be fully into the interest. Mm-hmm. Just
she needs to show like somewhat a level of interest or maybe desire to partake once in a while.
Yes.
To kind of get to know the things that they know, right?
Yes. At least know enough to be dangerous. And this goes both ways because I think we always tend to default to, well, the guys generally have more like hobbies and things that they do outside of the relationship.
Okay.
But really, I'm talking to the guys. Mm-hmm. I'm talking to the guys. Mm-hmm. Like, take interest in your wife's
interests. There was a time when we had said that we were going to read a book because I like to read.
Yeah.
And I do read a lot of books with one of our friends. And we wanted to see the Great Gatsby movie. And I'm like, oh, let's read the book. Remember the book?
Yes.
And we're like, oh, let's do it. And it's been like, what, 3 years? And we haven't done it. We need to do it.
Okay. I get it.
We need to read the book.
And what, was I against it?
No.
Okay.
But did you do it?
No. Did you?
No.
Well,
you did it.
No. It's something that we can go together.
You didn't even care about my book.
I did care about your book. I started the book. Actually, I started more chapters than you did.
I read more than you did before you quit.
Well, that's because you've read it already.
Yeah, but I didn't remember a lot of it. Okay, either way, we're going to read it.
Okay.
Not before the next podcast, but before the next season.
Yes.
Before spring.
So, but either way, I was into it.
Okay.
You know, for you, like, you weren't really a big football fan.
No.
And then now you're, like, into football.
I hated it.
Golf. You're picking up golf.
Like, yes. Yeah. That I did. It's funny because I was like never in the realm of any of these things, but I'm in the realm of you and you are into the realm of these things. So I want to be with you. And if that means every once in a while, okay, sitting down, watching a game, sitting down, going to a game, it's a little different with football now because like I told you,
we're vested.
I have a vested financial interest
yeah.
in what happened. So I'm a little bit more in tune with what's going on with the Raiders.
Yeah.
But
it's an asset for us is really right. what it is.
But overall, like, you know, with your golf, like, okay, like I've watched the shows on TV, you know, the Netflix show, and I made it a point to learn and understand. And I want to do, I mean, am I signing up for every golf tournament with you? No.
No. And I don't want that either.
Because like, I still want it to be time. Your hobby yeah. and you go with your friends, but I also want it to be something to your like, oh man, I want to play golf and your guys can't go with you. It's like, well, I'll go, you know, like not, I have golf clubs.
Not only that, here's the other one. You know, here's the other one. Like, I genuinely like to go places with you. I genuinely like to spend time with you. Our love language is time. We love to spend time together.
Right.
And if we go to Palm Springs for the weekend, I can very easily, hey, hun, bring your clubs. Let's go.
Right.
And it would be like this total relaxed day where we just hang out and
And laugh. Vice versa, and where if I'm like, babe, hey, let's go get facials.
I'm in.
You're in.
I'm in.
You're in. Massages, okay. You're in.
I never once got a pedicure before you and I started dating. Mm-hmm. Then you and I started dating, and I was like,
one time, I was like, come on, just come, you know, come get one.
Yes.
And you
and
were
like, this is frowned upon. Okay. It's frowned upon in my community. It's frowned upon. But I did it anyway. Why? Because you just suck it up, fellas. You know, you just suck it up. You know why? Because at the end of the day, how happy were you that I went and got my feet done?
I loved it.
Right. And then how happy are you in bed? Not sexually. Yes. Not sexually. But I'm saying, how happy are you in bed when my freaking your nails are not
scraping on me?
Yeah.
Exactly. It's amazing. And how happy are you that your feet feel good? You don't have any ingrowns. Like, it's nice. You're maintained. Don't you feel nice and maintained?
Guys, I'm telling you, it's a life changer. It's a change of life. It'll change your life. It'll change your relationship when your feet are taken care of. Your girls will be like,
It's sexy.
I don't know about it's sexy, but it's points.
But you know what else is really cool? One of the last times we went, we were talking about, you know, stuff that we had going on, making plans, you know, getting stuff all squared away. And after you had left, because of course it always takes longer for me because I do the polish and they just clean you up and you're good to go. The lady was like, was that your husband? I'm like, yeah. She's like, oh, I thought maybe you guys were just friends. She's like, because most people don't talk like that, especially husband and wife. They just sit there, you know, on the phone or, you know, they do their own thing. She's like, oh, you, your husband, you're so close.
Yeah, we are close.
So I thought that was cool.
Yeah, see, that's the other thing, you guys. You get points without even trying to get points. How many points did I get by having that woman see how we are together and then you leave there knowing that, hey, my guy's here with me, and I just got a compliment.
And here's the other thing that
what did I do?
Subconsciously, you may not even realize, but you're showing your daughters what men in relationships do with their wives.
I get it. Not all men, because, you know.
No, but their dad. Yeah. You are their model of male love and what it should look like. Everything that you do to me, they are seeing as what the future will look like for them.
Or should look like. Like, you're building
the
norm.
Good or bad.
Yeah, of course.
You know, it's going to stick.
You're building the norm. So if they are in a relationship with somebody and it's like, oh,
you want to get a pedicure with me? Oh, that's stupid. No, I don't want to go dumb. They're going to see that.
They're going to be like, wait a minute, that's not normal for me. Not that that's the end all be all of the relationship, but it's not normal. It's like, well, what do you mean? It's no big deal, you know? So in other things like, well, I don't tell you I love you every day, or I don't, you know, make sure that I give you a kiss every day. I don't need to do that. To them, they're going to be like, well, that's not normal. Like, that's how it was brought up. My parents always.
My dad always gave us a kiss goodbye, my mom, yeah, and, you know.
Yeah, like, hey, you know.
Came home, kiss, goodbye, kiss.
Yeah, they even get all ooey about it. Ooh,
your girls, yeah.
I give you a kiss, and they go, ooh, you know.
Kissy, kissy, mwah, mwah.
Yeah.
That's what they say.
Anyway. No, I get you. I get you. But showing that interest, it really earns you points when you're not even trying to earn points. You just do it, and then girls talk, man. They get into their little groups, and then, oh, I did this with my husband, and da-da, we went here. And then another girl goes, You did that with your husband? You did that with your boyfriend? And they'd be like, yeah, I didn't do that. And then, you know, it causes an argument when they get home. But right. At the same time, you know, you're getting points. And
do you think
makes your wife feel good?
Do you think
or your girlfriend
it will cause a rift over time when the interests are so like, oh, you want to do that? Oh, you want to go to a football game? Go. I don't care. I don't like football. I want nothing to do with it. Does that create a doorway to open for some other chick that's like, oh, well, I like football. Too bad your wife doesn't like football. I like football. Does keeping the interests separated? Because there are some things that,
no,
you know, you're just going to want to do with your guys and have your time and do your thing.
No, that's it has nothing to do with the interests.
No.
No. If you're doing separate things like that all the time, and then it just so happens that somebody comes on board and tries to kind of swoop in, like a stepmom or something, tries to come in and swoop in and
right.
Then that has everything to do with your husband. The trust that you have, the relationship that you have. So,
and kind of the walls built around your marriage.
Yeah, like that means that he's doing those things to get away from you. It shouldn't be that way. It shouldn't be that he's doing those things to get away from you. It should be that he's doing those things as an interest to like have his own time. I need to go
do this because I know she won't want to come with me and I get to do it alone and away from her.
And I get to do whatever I want when I'm not with her. Now the cat's away, the mice will play. That's not how it should be. It should be because you're there for the interest. You're not there to have the interest for and the then escape have somebody of else. The
relationship.
Like, oh, let me go grab this, you know, this random time and, you know, start trying to hook up with a girl. That's not why you're there.
Yeah.
But at that point, the issue is not the
hobby.
The hobby. The
it's
issue
the relationship is the that relationship. You're trying to get away from.
Yeah, it's just a symptom. That's what I feel. I feel it's a symptom. You know, now, are there girls that try? Yeah, I think so. I would imagine so. Like, if there's an interest or an activity that is co-ed, you know, then I think you have to be careful. Or if you're doing that interest co-ed, I think you have to be careful.
Yeah.
Now, I'm not saying you can't. I'm just saying be careful.
Right.
So there's things like sports, like co-ed softball, co-ed basketball, co-ed
or even like volleyball, fantasy football leagues, fantasy or, you know, things like leagues. That.
Like, if you're doing a co-ed, that's fine.
Yeah.
Just be careful. Like,
yeah, I got to say, I'm not, like, if you're like, oh, I'm doing a fantasy football thing and all the guys are going, but when you have a co-ed league and it's like, oh, well, it's just the league, but it's guys and girls. Like, you had talked about your league was thinking about doing their draft in Vegas. And I was like, oh, cool. You know, well, I'll be at the pool. You're like, no, you can't go.
Yeah.
My feelings were hurt. And then I was already like, well, if it was only guys, I could totally understand that. But you're going away to Vegas with your league, but there's girls in the league. So it's not like there's not going to be girls there, but you're telling me I can't go.
Yeah. Because it's a league thing.
Yeah.
It's a league thing. Like, it's almost like,
no, I don't like it.
I'm going to compare it to you. I know you don't like it, but I'm going to compare it to you like this. Hey, mom, I want to go to a party and there's going to be boys there. Yeah, you can go to the party, but I want to go with you. No, I don't want you to go to the party. Like, why? You don't need to go to the party. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
A teenager saying, hey, you know, I want to go to a party, but.
Right, but it's a co-ed party.
It's a co-ed party.
Yeah.
And then you're saying, cool, you can go to the party, but I'm coming with you.
Right.
No, that's not the point. Then don't go to the party. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
There's other things like, and the other thing too is we all have budgets that we pitch in for these events. So it's like, okay,
yeah, but
well,
they're not paying for your room and.
No. I'm talking about the event. So you're still going to go to the event. Or you're just going to stay in the room.
No, I'm going to go do my own thing. I'm going to be there in Vegas with you so that.
So then what's the point?
After you've done your event or your draft, we'll use this example. Your league wanted to go to Vegas for the weekend to do your league draft.
Yes.
You're not going to draft for 24 hours or 48 hours. No, you guys are going to get there. You can maybe eat, hang out. You have your draft room, you know, your food, your drinks, whatever. You do your thing. You do your draft. After that, the night is yours. Of course, you guys were going to hang out together and do something.
Or maybe we stay there and have the rest of the night at that draft room.
You're not gonna stay. You don't have it unlimited hours, so that is there but will it's be a at a finite bar or amount a restaurant. Of time, right? So after you're done drafting, I can't come hang out with you in the bar or the restaurant.
Yeah, I mean, I don't have a problem with that, but I mean, it's just like, yeah. Well,
no, you know. Do have a problem with it.
Yeah, but I mean, you're going way deep into the hypotheticals here. It wasn't planned out like that.
Yeah, but anyway. That's what would have happened, and there would have been other girls. So that's what I'm saying. Like, well, why is it that you couldn't have been drafting? I could have been at the spa while you were drafting, and then when you guys are done and everyone's going out to dinner, have a good time, why can't I be your date?
You can be my date anytime, honey.
No, I wasn't allowed then.
Did it happen? Did we even go?
No, but you made sure I knew I was not invited.
Oh, my God. Did somebody get... did you get mom guilt for that?
No. I got left out.
Oh, you didn't get left out of nothing because it never happened.
It's spouse guilt.
Spouse guilt. I didn't feel guilty.
Yeah.
I'm leaving your ass here.
Exactly.
Your ass is staying home.
I wasn't even invited to join in your interest. You were like, oh, we're going to do this. You can't come. Didn't even get to ask.
Going back to the interest thing, I think it's important that you still be dangerous. Be dangerous with that interest. What I mean is, hey, what is that? What's that all about? You know?
Can I do it with you?
Can I be included? I think it's good to have on both sides. And I'm talking more towards the guys. Because there's two things. One, the guys don't want the girls in there because that's my time. That's my time. Sorry, dude, but look at your...
When you got married, you gave up your rights to your time.
Why do you want more time with your boys than you do with your wife? Why do you want that?
Yeah, they don't put out.
They don't put out. Unless they do. But they don't put out. So they don't... fulfill your emotional needs. So why is it that you spend more time with your boys than you do with your wife?
Yeah.
Why is it that you're spending more time out with the girls than you are with your husband?
I think it's important, like we constantly say on here, just to make sure that you're having fun. Like when you're out, when you're, you know, enjoying an interest or the hobby of your significant
other. Go out.
Over the schedule for the week, the meal plan, family calendar.
I'm not saying don't have your time. That's not what I'm saying. I'm not saying don't have your own interest. Everybody needs that. Everybody needs their time away for themselves. What I'm saying is you shouldn't have more time away than you do with your wife.
Right. And what I'm saying is wife, like when you go with your husband, like that's off time. That's not, oh, I'm here with my husband, so let's get all the family details squared away. That's no, we're enjoying the interest. Let's enjoy the interest. We'll square away the family details, like in the car or on the ride home, or, you know, there'll be time to talk about that. But if you're going to take part in the interest, like make it about the hobby or the activity or the event.
And she don't need to go and
be involved. Be like in the moment.
So what girly things would guys typically not do?
I would say...
spa days like that?
Yeah, I would say spa days, massages.
Massages are good.
Pedicures, facials.
I've done one facial with you.
What else? I wouldn't say like book club is girly, but, you know, reading something together or chick flick movies or...
So I wouldn't do a book club with you, but I would read the book.
Well, it's kind of the same thing.
No, it's not. Like, I'm not going to book club with you, but I'll read the book.
Okay, well, that's fine. You don't have to go have an official book club meeting with me.
Yeah, I don't need to do that. Like, I don't need to go and do a book club thing where you talk about the book and, oh, you know, what do you think is going to happen? I don't need to do all that. But I will read the book and say, hey, if we want to talk about it between you and I.
Yeah.
Hey, did you read on chapter 4? Yeah, that guy's he's the one. He's the murderer.
Yeah,
that guy's super sus. He's the murderer.
That's what we do in our book club. Like, we stop halfway and we normally do virtual and we make our theories about who we think the murderer is. Because this particular series, they're murder mystery. They're like chick flick murder mysteries. So we make our theories, and then at the end, we like to take the time to get together, talk about the book, think about what we thought of the characters.
But I don't want to do that with a group of girls. I'll do that with you. Like, I'm in my, that's my level of interest that I'm comfortable with.
Yeah.
Like, am I going to go do a spa day with a group of girls? No, I'll do it with you.
Okay.
You want a facial? You and I will make a date of it. We'll go do a facial.
Yeah.
You want to go do your toes? I'm in. Let's go do your toes. And I'll be there in the spa thing with the bubbly. Yeah. What do you want? What color do you want today? I always tell them maybe next time. Not today, maybe next time.
Yeah.
But I'm not going to go. That's not my ask. I don't think that's your ask. Like, no. You don't want your husband to go with you on girls' day all the time.
No.
That's not what you want. You want your own time. But at least know enough to be dangerous. At least know enough to be dangerous when she's like, man, remember when like there's a character name? Give me a character name. Give me a character name from your book.
Lacey.
Lacey. Man, Lacey, she's such a whore. She is such a whore. Look at that. Look at that. You know.
Yep.
Okay. And then you start talking to me about Lacey. I don't know nothing about Lacey. I'm just making that up.
Yeah. Lacey's really full of herself, isn't she?
That whore.
I know.
just pretend. Like, even if you don't even know the story, just know the character's name and just make something up.
Oh, my God.
Oh, they eat it up.
Oh,
they eat
goodness.
It up, bro. Oh, come on. Gosh. She should have never talked to Thomas.
Right? Dash.
Dash.
Dash. She needs to stay away from Dash. There's conflicting thoughts on that one with my book club member and I.
Yeah, well, it's going to take, that conversation is going to last 20 seconds and you're going to get major points. Major points.
What's up with you trying to rack up all the points? What do you do with these points? What do you cash them in for?
Sex.
That's it?
Yeah, that's what we cash them in for.
Okay.
We rack up points and we go, hey, I got points, but here's the thing.
Is the points counter open? I'd like to redeem said points.
We don't do it that way.
Drop your panties.
No.
No?
We don't say, hey, I have a whole bunch of points. I want to cash them in.
Okay.
We are just naturally like getting points. Uh-huh. You end up coming to us because we have so much. Yes. Yes. You end up coming to us to cash in the points. We don't actually cash it in. You just say, oh, wow. He went through a pedicure with me.
Yeah.
He talked to me about Lacey and what a whore she is. I got a compliment from the girl who's like, is that your husband? Yeah. Oh, my God. Your husband. He's so cool. Wow.
Oh, you guys look so close. Oh, he's done this with you.
Yeah. And then guess what? We have a date that night. Guess what you're going to do? You're going to come to me before the date and be like, it's rock and roll.
Yeah, well.
That's when all the points gets cashed in.
You're the relationship guru.
Oh, man. That's veteran stuff right there. That's good veteran stuff.
I don't know about that.
All right. Well, that's all I have. I'm like, I'm drained with all the information I just dropped to all the.
Oh, wow. With all that wisdom you just dropped on all these needy gentlemen.
Like three gray hairs for all the youngins listening.
Oh, my God.
Like, oh, that's how you do that? Dang. Anyway. All right, you guys.
There you have it.
There you have it. Happy New Year. Have a good rest of the week. Start planning those Valentine's Day activities, and we will catch you guys on the next one.
Thanks for making us a part of your day.